This is awesome.
I can't believe this moment's finally here. One more mile and my little boy turns 200,000.
Your baby Fiero's grown into a really old man, Fiero. And just like an old man, leaks fluid, smells stale, makes weird noises out the back.
Yeah, he does. Hey, light up those cigars in the glove compartment. They're real Cubans. I got them in Chinatown last year just for this moment.
Marshall, I'm not saying you were definitely ripped off, but these are chopsticks wrapped in napkins.
What are you talking about?
Well, pothole.
What? No. Oh! No! No, 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 no! No, there's only 0.8 miles to go! Come on, buddy! Buddy!
The car stops, and Marshall's face falls.
Is it cool if I still like these?
How I Met Your Mother, created by Carter Bays and Craig Thomas.
Kids, sometimes life forces us to be someone we didn't want to be. When that happens, we often try to hold on to a little piece of who we were. Maybe a tattoo, or a piece of jewelry, a tiny souvenir that reminds us this is who I really am. Marshall's souvenir was not so tiny. But the more he found himself being pushed toward the corporate world and away from his dream of saving the environment, the tighter he held on to that Fiero.
Hey, one good thing, we're off the hook for the folding party today.
Hey, it's very important to both Lily and me that there be a handmade origami crane at each of our weddings. 150. I couldn't even get through it, thank God.
Hey, your car's gonna be fine. This is the best auto shop around. Look at this certificate. One of the mechanics here finished a 64-ounce steak.
Surprise!
We felt bad, but you guys are missing this super fun origami folding party, so we suggested moving it here.
We insisted.
Terrific. So,
how's the Fiero?
She's still in triage.
She? I thought it was your little boy.
Oh, it goes back and forth. It's sort of a tranny car. How long have you had her? / him?
My brothers handed it down to me when I was 16.
Oh, how nice of them.
Not really.
Congratulations. The Fiero is yours.
If you pass the final test.
Come on! I already shaved my legs and swallowed $5 in quarters. Only $4.50s come out.
Just go to the Wienerberger drive-thru and get us 12 cups of coffee.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. But we get to decide what you wear.
Agreed. Totally agreed.
Marshall's in the car, naked.
You're naked.
I'm aware of that.
You got 50 cents?
No. But can I just have my coffee, please?
Sorry, we're all out of trays and lids. Two tall guys just came through here a few minutes ago and bought them all.
He perches 4 coffee cups precariously on the dashboard. Marshall's brothers leap up by the window, making him jump and knock the coffees over himself.
And that is the origin of Marshall's insane no food or drinks in the Fiero, not even groceries rule.
It is not insane.
Barney, that's like the third one in a row that you've screwed up.
Well, I'm trying, but it's...
Look, you fold twice to the middle, fold back and forth, pull the ends out, flip over, open the flaps, fold the edges, crease the front, fold in half, fold the wings down, push in the bottom corners, and fold the wings back out. Or would you like one of my kindergartners to show you?
Wait, wait, wait. Wait, I think I've got it.
Forget it. The paper's too expensive. You're out.
Aw, nerds.
The food rule is insane. We could have died because of it. Remember the 100K fiasco?
Ah, the Fiero asco.
Dude, I told you that doesn't work. It's the 100K fiasco.
What's the 100K fiasco?
The Fiero asco?
It was just before winter break, our freshman year of college. Marshall and I were roommates, but we weren't really good friends yet.
I thought Ted was a little bit pretentious.
And Marshall was a total slob.
Hey, I'm driving my Fiero back over break. I know we see enough of each other as it is, but if you want a ride, I could use the gas money. You live in Ohio, right? I could swing through and pick you up.
All right, first of all, my parents live in Ohio. I live in the moment. Plus, Karen and I haven't seen each other since Thanksgiving. I mean, we're both really invested in making this long distance thing work, so.
All right, well, call me if you change your mind. My odometer's gonna hit 100K.
She'd be so bummed if I left early. It was totally mutual. I mean, Karen brought it up first, but it was totally mutual.
I hear ya.
So what's up with you and Lily? Anything serious?
Yeah. Dude, we're college freshmen. I'm not gonna get tied down by the first chick I hook up with. I mean, Lily's cool, but this bird you'll never chain, you know?
The next few hours of our drive were classic road trip.
They sit in absolute silence as they clock up the miles.
So, this song.
Oh, it's the best song in the world. It's the only song I like. Just kidding. Tape's been stuck in the player for like 2 years. Better than nothing, though.
Maybe. I am so sick of this song.
Don't worry, it comes around again.
What do you mean?
Just to be the man who walks a thousand miles and fall down at your door.
Ooh.
Yeah, we totally nailed the ending.
Yeah, that was probably like our best one. Hey, you wanna play Zitch Dog?
What?
It's a car game. Every time you see a dog, you gotta be the first one to say, Zitch Dog! Yeah, I'm pretty good, so.
Zitch Dog.
But no, I didn't know we'd started. But, okay, that's cool. You got the first point.
Zitch Dog.
Zitch Dog, damn it! Are we still playing? Because I wasn't
12 really. Nothing.
Marshall.
Zitch Dog, Blue Suburban.
Damn it!
18-0.
Then Marshall, who was so busy cheating at Zitch Dog, got us totally lost.
Where the hell are we?
Whoa. Hold on. I think you skipped something.
Really? Seems impossible.
Hey, we got some time. What do you say we get off the highway, take the road less traveled, you know? Robert Frost.
Doesn't seem like a smart idea.
Too late. I'm taking this exit. Who's not fun enough now, Karen?
Then we got lost.
Where the hell are we?
I'm pulling over.
No, keep driving.
We're almost out of gas and we might not even be on a road anymore.
It's below zero out. If we pull over, we could be snowed in for days. Plus, I only have like 6 granola bars and 3 bottles of water.
No, I threw them out.
What?
No food or drink in the Fiero.
No food or drink in the... You haven't washed your sheets since orientation.
Thus began the longest night of our lives.
Pretty sure that my foot is frozen solid.
Marshall, there's a very real chance that we're gonna be snowed in here for days. If I die first, do whatever you need to survive. Eat my flesh, slice me open like a tauntaun, whatever.
Thanks, Ted. You're a good friend. And if I die first, you just leave my body alone.
What? I just said you could cut me open and crawl inside me.
Yeah, don't do any of that stuff to me. It skeeves me out.
But you're dead, and I'm gonna die if I don't.
It wasn't an easy decision.
It's all because of your insane no food rule.
It's perfectly rational.
My spectacles!
Time passes.
I know we're low on gas, but can we turn on the heat for just a minute?
Okay.
Marshall's shivering.
Dude, I hate to say this, but it's so cold. There's only one way that we're gonna make it through this night.
They snuggle.
We should have kept driving.
Come on, Marshall.
No. No, we might die now. I may never see Lily again. I never told anybody this, but I've known for a long time that I'm gonna marry that girl. If we survive this someday, I'm gonna marry her. I'm sorry about your spectacles.
That's okay. They were decorative. Hey, Marshall.
Yeah.
Are you still thinking about Lily?
Yeah.
Please stop.
And so Marshall and I thought we were gonna die out there in the middle of nowhere. But, funny thing.
They were stopped right outside a motel. A redneck raps on the window.
Hey, you lovers better just keep on driving.
Sit strong!
You said you were gonna marry me that long ago? That is so sweet.
That trip is when Marshall and I became best friends.
With privileges from the sound of it. Erickson?
Marshall follows the mechanic to check on the condition of his car. The others look on as the mechanic gives grave news, leaving Marshall devastated.
Wow. Looks like he really needs a hug.
Ted?
Marshall rejoins his friends.
He said it would be at least $3,000 to make it run again. And even then, there's no guarantee.
Well, it's a pretty old car.
Yeah, I mean, you could keep prolonging its life, but it's really mostly machined at this point.
I know that it's a lot of money, but it's my Fiero, you know? I'm about to graduate and take some sellout corporate law job, and without that Fiero, I'm just another guy in a suit.
How dare you?
I've been through so much in that car. The suicidal cat. Hitchhiking Waldo.
A bespectacled man.
The homeless guy who broke in through the window and threw up all over the back seat.
Lily, don't. Be strong. Do not go all prisoner's dilemma on me. The car's on its deathbed. Robin, I have to clear my conscience.
Guys, what are you talking about?
Okay. Shortly after we met Robin, she and I were jonesing for Thai food from this one place. An hour and a half delivery. We can't wait that long. I wish we could take the Fiero, but Marshall has this insane no food rule. But Thai food, Lily, Pad Yong Mao, Tom Kai Ga, Thai Si Ran. Oh, you're just saying random syllables and it still sounds delicious. Okay, here's what we'll do. We'll drive over, pick it up, have them double bag it, and very carefully drive it back here with the windows open, and he'll never know.
Wow, these brakes are really sensitive. Oh, Marshall is gonna kill me. This and the difference between affect and effect are like the only two things he's really serious about.
Lily, it's gonna be fine.
No, it's not. Marshall's gonna freak. Oh, God, what are we gonna do? Oh, God.
Shut up. Now listen to me. The clock is ticking. Okay, first thing, we scoop up all these little pieces of tofu and cabbage. Next, what we need to take care of are the really messy parts, the pools that have collected. We gotta soak that soup up. Last is the smell. We gotta cover up that Tom Cug guy. You mentioned cigars.
There's two in the glove compartment, but he's been saving them.
Hand me those chopsticks. Hey, how about some tunes?
Oh, great song. These cigars aren't helping at all.
Yeah, this was a terrible idea.
It just smells like a homeless guy threw up in here.
The broken windows?
We had to make it look realistic.
Well, why did you break two of them?
It looked like fun when she did it, so I wanted to try.
I can't believe this whole time it was you guys. I've been blaming really tan dancing leotard guy.
Marshall, I'm so sorry, but sharing that secret, that's when Robin and I became best friends.
Wow, what a special car.
So can I crush it into a little cube yet?
I don't know.
Come on, Marshall. This is your Fiero. You know the right thing to do here.
Wow, Barney, why do you love that car so much?
Love it. Hold on a second. Love it. I hate it.
What? Why?
Why? Why? Why? Why?
Let me tell it. It was last year during the transit strike.
Hey. Is Marshall around? I have a massage in Queens in half an hour. I need a ride.
No, he's at the library all day. Just take the keys.
Hey, why don't you drive me? It'll be like a total road trip.
To Queens?
Yeah, we'll get beef jerky, Triscuits.
Actually, I have a lot of work to do, so.
Okay. Well, I'll cancel. See you later.
Wait! You know how to drive, right?
What? Of course I know how to drive. I love driving.
Mm-hmm.
Hitting the road, cruising the lanes, braking, honking, love it. Except for lady drivers. Don't get me started on lady drivers.
Which pedal's the gas?
Trick question.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Middle, left, right? I never learned how to drive. I grew up in the city. I never had a chance.
Well, guess what? You're getting your chance because I'm going to teach you. Barney Stinson, buckle up.
This isn't right. God never meant for us to travel at such breakneck speeds.
Max, doing great. Nor the old lady on the rascal. This isn't a race.
Go! Dude, a dog. Zitch dog. Yes!
1-0.
Crap! What do I do? Tell me what to do, Ted.
Step on the brake. Sometime in the next 20 minutes.
Which one's the brake again?
The left one.
Left. Oh, man, left. I'm totally blanking.
Make the L's with your hands.
Oh, we're not gonna make it!
What?
I don't know why I'm turning the radio! We're gonna die! Tell me what to do, Ted!
Relax, you're being crazy!
Help me, Ted! Help me, Ted! Being serious! Stop dropping! I'm being serious! Tell me what to do! Tell me what to do! It's not good! No!
Screaming
at me!
Barney rolls to a stop.
I can't move. I can't feel my...
He checks himself in the rearview mirror.
We're okay.
We're okay.
It's a miracle, Ted!
Wow. Sounds like you had some accident in that car.
Actually, he had 2 accidents, if you got the fact
hummina,
that he...
Hummina, 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 I shouldn't even be here thanks to that death trap. But fate gave me a second chance and helped me realize that our days on this planet are too few to squander. So I decided, from that moment on, to continue living life to its fullest.
So you made a life-changing decision to not change your life at all.
True story.
Guys, this Fiero's meant a lot to all of us. Friendships were made, adventures had, horrors faced. That's why we have to get rid of it.
Yes!
What?
It's lived a great life, and it deserves to die with dignity.
But 200,000.
But that's life. You know, you never end up where you thought you wanted to be. I'm not helping the environment. Ted's not a philosopher. Lily's not a world-famous artist. Barney's never driven more than 10 miles an hour. Robin, I'm sure, has also experienced disappointment in her life, maybe. And my Fiero's not a Fiero that went 200,000 miles. It's okay, you know? Those are old dreams. We'll get a new car, and we'll fill that one up with new memories. And that'll be the car we had when we were first married, when we owned our first house. Maybe even the first car our 4 kids remember.
Oh, that's so sweet. The first car our 2 kids remember.
I would like to say goodbye.
Marshall's sitting in the car. He taps the dashboard, and the jammed tape ejects from the deck. Oh. He presses it to himself.
You know what? This Fiero, it's affected all our lives.
Yeah, affected.
That's what I said.
Just making sure.
Got us all a lot of places. I mean, maybe it's time we return the favor. This Fiero should have made it to 200,000. So let's get it out that door, and we'll push it the last 0.7 miles. They'd do the same for us.
They all try to push the car, but soon realize it's more difficult than they thought, and it's going nowhere.
Geniuses, the back wheels are on blocks. That car ain't going anywhere.
Close enough!
Close enough!
And so Marshall said goodbye to his Fiero. And as the car's final gift to us all, the money he got for scrap parts paid our bar tab for the next 2 nights.
Arrivederci, Fiero. You were the freaking giving tree of cars.
Oh, may you rust in peace.
Rot in hell, devil steed.
And what better friend is there than that?
Bro, have you heard this new song? I just got the single.
Oh,
I am never gonna get sick of this song.